This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Friday, Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up.
You want answers?
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We've been building towards this. We've watched the world being collapsed by design. World government being openly announced. They're making their move. I know this. You lay down to this, it's going to be a lot worse on you. This segment and the next, we're going to take calls from Mr. Schneider, then let him go. I promise I will get into this giant 10th planet discovered. It's not really the 9th planet. They don't want to call it Planet X, so they delisted Pluto as the 9th so they can say that this is the 9th. And it fits everything of Planet X. And I've always not poo-pooed Planet X, but, you know, everybody's saying it's coming to get us. I still don't believe that. But this, I don't know. This is pretty crazy. Richard Reeves got to ask Hillary a pretty big question. On the hack of her emails. He's going to be joining us. We all, InfoWars correspondent, and so much more. Leanne McAdoo from Flint, Michigan, as we look at the collapsing infrastructure. I want to go to these calls, George, Chris, Tucker, Kevin, and Sherry, before you leave us quickly. But when we come back from break after a few calls, this is a short segment, I want to get into the infrastructure and how major cities and towns are just going to die. There's not going to be money to fix anything. And people need to get ready for this. And what areas will survive? What areas of the U.S. and other areas will be okay? I want to get your view on that right now. George in Connecticut, you're on the air with Mr. Schneider from the Economic Collapse blog. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm trying to find out. I'm out of the market completely, and I'm just wondering what areas might be fruitful. Let's face it, there are opportunities when everything's down, everybody's hair is on fire, and they're jumping out of windows to buy up whatever.
Yeah, what do really you think the bottom is, and what do you think is going to come back strong, Mr. Schneider?
Well, I believe longer term, on a broader view, a huge bubble is bursting. We've got a lot farther to fall. In fact, if you look at historical averages, for example, the cyclically adjusted price-to-earnings ratio and others, from where we are right now, we've got to fall another one-third on the Dow just to get to a point where there's not a bubble, just to get back to the historical average where things make sense, where prices make sense. So that, you know, trying to jump in the market now and time the market and catch a little bit of an upswing is exceedingly dangerous, and I wouldn't do it, I'll tell you that. So, yeah, it's a time to, not, you know, avoid, you don't want to try to catch a falling knife, like they say. So, but we're in a bear market, a wave of panic. There's going to be ups and downs. Now, some of the biggest updates, in fact, the two largest stock market increases in all of U.S. history were right in the middle of the stock market crash of 2008. So don't be fooled by a short-term upsurge. You know, now is a time of panic and of a bear market. So be very careful.
Sure. But long-term, obviously, the big globalist blue chips will come back, in my view. Do you disagree with that?
Well, long term, we're going to see ups and downs, but in terms of where we were, I don't think we're ever going to get back there, barring some type of hyperinflation, and then, of course, your dollars won't be worth the same
well,
anyway.
Yeah. A lot of folks think this is because of demographics issues and cultural issues and things that a new dark age is beginning. We'll see, but folks should definitely be strapped in and serious and involved. I mean, this is not a game. Thank you, George. Great question. Let's talk now to Chris in Georgia. We got time for your question. We'll come back with his answer. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, Alex. This is addressed to you and your guest. You know, I know things are bad. Your listeners know that the condition of the world's economy is bad. But what is the character of your this year's economic gloom and doom predictions from your guests like, you know, Schneider, Dent, and Kaiser that is different from previous year's predictions?
We've been warning of all this coming. They did unlimited money printing and manipulations. Most of the world's already in civil war or collapse, so our predictions have been incredibly accurate.
Well, you know, I'm not accusing you of crying wolf or anything like that, but how do we get a feeling that it's really going to hit the fan this time? Because
Hold on. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you because you disagree. or it sounds like, or you're a skeptic, which is great. If you would have said that, I'd have gone to you first. So stay there. Listen, brother, I hope I'm wrong. I see the government building bunkers, getting armored vehicles ready, and building FEMA camps and saying it's for patriots in Army documents. So something big's coming.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Richard Reeves on the campaign trail. Infowars.com political correspondent who's been out there getting interviews with a lot of the candidates, was able to ask Hillary Clinton a question that's gone viral where she denies that there was an email hack. And then we have a video report with the Secretary of Defense, former Secretary of Defense, and others saying undoubtedly it happened. So everyone says her email got hacked but her. And we have this from high-level Secret Service who came on the show, you name it. So this is ongoing. I want to finish up with some calls. I want to give Chris some time here and then give Snyder some time. Chris called in and he said, if you just joined us, how is this different from all of your past predictions that we were going to have big collapses? Like the one we had before 2008 or the last few years. We're talking about unlimited derivatives, worse than 2008, banks, you know, digging in, government, Ministry of Defense reports. In 2007 in England saying they think basically economic collapse 2016, 2017. Pentagon saying the same thing. Pentagon 2 years ago trying to set up camps for 3 million people to, quote, re-educate the public. Now, I'm not saying they're going to use those, but that's at Army.mil. I mean, that's sensational. Armored vehicles saying they're for the veterans and gun owners. I have the sheriffs on video saying it all over the country. We told you, of course, before they admitted it because we had the manuals. You know, we got the secret documents, remember, 7 years ago? About for veterans and gun owners and Christians being the big enemy? So it's kind of like knowing Hitler's going to invade France in 1939, but you don't know exactly when, and then finally it happens. Then when Soros runs around saying, run for the hills, collapse, and the Royal Bank of Scotland says, sell everything, that's a quote 2 weeks ago, and then now the markets are plunging. I'm going to put a graph on screen for TV viewers. For radio listeners, I'll describe it. This is how I describe it. What are islands? They're not floating things that capsize like the congressman from Georgia says. Okay? They are mountains on the seafloor that have been thrust up by tectonic activity. And if you're living up on the top of a hill or a mountain and the water's rising slowly and you say, oh, there's no economic crisis. You know, there's wars, 30-plus civil wars, mass death, doubling in people starving. All over the world from, you know, 30 million to, it's bad. And somebody says, oh, where's this crash you're talking about? I don't know. 2 years ago, restaurants in Austin had about half of what they used to. Now they just don't have anybody, and a lot of them are closing. I mean, really good restaurants. Our audience has tripled the last year, but funds are coming at the same level. Most of talk radio is going bankrupt. Media is going bankrupt everywhere. Carlos Slim has to prop up the New York Times. I mean, and then people just do this thing like, you know, we hear world government's coming. Where is it? It's been announced. We hear all this is going to happen. Where is it, Alex? We hear they're coming for the guns. Alex, where is it? They're coming for the guns. So we're trying to stop the economic collapse, pointing out who's behind it to consolidate control. Schneider, you want to respond to Chris, and we'll give him the last word.
Oh, I absolutely do. You know, a lot of people are so conditioned by the mainstream media telling them that everything's okay. But look at what's already happened. Like I mentioned earlier, since the middle of last year, June 2015, more than $15 trillion has been wiped out. We've entered a global bear market for stocks. One-fifth of all global stock market wealth is already gone. We only have four-fifths left. You know, how much more are we going to have to lose? Are we going to have to be down 30%, 40%, 50% before people finally admit that something's happening? You know, everyone agrees that junk bonds have crashed. Everyone agrees that oil has crashed. Everyone agrees that industrial commodities have already crashed. So I would encourage Chris to go to my website, look at the things I've been warning about specifically for 6 months leading into this. I said this is the danger zone. We're entering the danger zone. It's going to continue as we go into 2016 and beyond. This is not a single day event or a single week event, but we're seeing a progression. And the things that we've seen so far in 2016 over the last few weeks are simply a logical progression of what's already been happening since the middle of 2015.
And the elite have known it.
It's happening right now.
And the elite have known it and have been letting a good crisis not go to waste and have been exacerbating much of it. Do you disagree with that statement?
Oh, not at all. I think the elite very much look forward to using the coming crisis to advance their agenda and help promote their new world order, because I think in many ways their agenda has stalled. So I think they're looking forward to a good crisis in order to,
listen,
to do something they've been waiting to do.
Absolutely. It doesn't happen a lot, but sometimes somebody will walk over my restaurant and knock my tea over, or they'll get in my face. It's usually when a big liberal conference is in town or something and I'm downtown. Or they'll go, boo, 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 and they'll go, where's the martial law? Where's the collapse? Where's the? And I'm just like, well, I'm trying to stop it, but I mean, you know, untenable, 2.2 quadrillion global we've been signed on to, Obamacare written to screw us, death panels, I mean, you know, again, baby parts being sold. I mean, people are so selfish that if they're doing okay, they think nothing's happening, or they think we're trying to destroy confidence. If we had a good system and people were attacking it, like when Soros 20 years ago was attacking things, I would say I was against it. You know, and I would try to promote confidence. But you can't have confidence in something that's designed to go belly up as the elite evacuate to armored redoubts. And I told people that 6 years ago. It's now mainstream news. Let's go ahead and go back to Chris. Chris, go ahead.
Okay, well, you know, those are really both effective responses, and I'm not that much in disagreement. But what I want to... My question for Schneider is, how would he convey to his listeners that this time, this year, January 2016, is really different
You said it's all here. The numbers are much worse.
Okay, the numbers are much worse.
Did Walmart close 260-something stores in 2008, bro?
Right. So, okay, so it's accelerating. You're talking about bell curve acceleration of everything.
Sir, the military is absolutely whacked out and freaked out, okay? I mean, you don't just think I just have Tim Kennedy in here in studio and hang out with him, do you? I mean, you don't just think, you think that's the only special forces people and generals and colonels and everybody. They are being told, get ready for total insanity. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to happen, but they are geared up and ready because the globalists want to bring in martial law on the backs of a collapse and use it to bring in wealth redistribution, socialism, work brigades, national compulsory service in these new work brigades they've called for. This is when they want to break us. This is the big move, and they know the patriots and the governors are going to say no. So they're saying the veterans, the gun owners, the libertarians, the conservatives, the anti-globalists, Matt Drudge, Alex Jones are the enemy. We need to shut them down. That's in the news now. And they told Drudge they're coming after him next year. A Supreme Court justice has been told the green light. We're now 2016, and I hope we hold him back. You know, I liken this, what he's saying, it's a perception issue. To the enemies at the gates, they've knocked holes in it. There's fiery arrows coming over. They've got sappers digging in under the walls. We're literally fighting for our lives here. And people are going, he claims there's an enemy on the other side. The arrows are going pew, 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 right by him. You know, their wife gets hit in the head by one. It's like people going, where's the soft kill weapon? I don't see it. Cancer's up 10,000+% in children. You know, breast cancer, 3,000%. Diabetes, type 1, 2 spreading everywhere. Mass mutations, total insanity. Allergies off the charts, total craziness. Humans growing inside pigs, cows, just total crazy town. Human milk being produced by cows, just salmon release in the ocean. They say, oh, extinct the other ones that are part insect. I mean, and people are like, what's the big deal? I don't see anything going on. I don't know anything going on. And so, great. Everything's fine. Love you. Appreciate it, Chris. Sorry to go into that rant there, Mr. Schneider. It's just, you know, oh, yeah, they're selling baby parts. You're a liar. Okay, yeah, they are. Big deal. You know? So, at a certain point, I don't even know what to say to people anymore. Go ahead.
Oh, I agree with you, Alex. I mean, just look at Warren Buffett. If you ask Warren Buffett, well, did anything happen last year? Well, Warren Buffett lost $7.8 billion in 2015. So if you go up to Warren Buffett and say, oh, nothing happened, Warren Buffett, you might get punched in the face. I mean, it's happening, and yet people, according to the Washington Post, the average American is plugged into it watches about 5 hours of television a day, and then overall, the average American, one study found,
10 hours of screen time.
You know, the average American's plugged into some form of media about 10 hours a day. And, you know, of course, the mainstream media is telling them, oh, everything's fine, no problem, everything's roses. But meanwhile, all the real numbers, what's really happening, I mean, it's happening all around us, as you were just saying.
It's unbelievable. Sir, I really appreciate you and your work. I'm going to try to get to these other callers. I know you've got to go. I've got to get to Richard Reeves. We'll get to other callers after you've gone, but Tucker and others. But thank you for the work you're doing and for us being able to carry your great articles at InfoWars.com. We'll talk to you again very soon.
All right. Thank you, Alex. Thank you for having me on.
God bless you. You know, folks, I sit there every night with making dinner with my children, and I look at them and I think, is this house safe? You know, am I watching what's going on? Am I aware of my surroundings? Oh, my God, what is the collapse going to be like? And the water's coming up towards Austin. Texas is one of the safest, best areas. And, you know, I am sitting here just absolutely hoping and praying that we don't have a really serious collapse. But global markets are already collapsing. Economic development is collapsing. The family unit is collapsing. Our health is collapsing. Every metric, the corruption is insane. Heroin is all over our streets. ODing, you know, tens of thousands of people. Because the government ships heroin in. They publicly grow it. I mean, it's like they publicly grow the opium. When the troops started speaking out against it, they just said, okay, we'll go on TV and admit we grow the opium. And in 1 week, ABC News, BBC, CBS, Fox, every channel, this is like 5 years ago, goes, we grow the opium and ship it out. Move along. I mean, they just got two sophisticated brainwashing systems. We're going to come back with Richard Reeves, get his take on the Hillary thing, play the clip, and then come back and do a report on it. that's been produced. And then we've got my son did a report on children in the TSA. Very powerful. It's going up on Infowars.com. It was on the nightly news last night. It's all... Listen. Okay, everything's pieces and cream. Everything's fine. And it's totally normal for Europe to bring in 5 million refugees, many of which are Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra. And it's okay. They're running around shooting and killing everybody. I mean, what's wrong with that? Why are they doing that?
If chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly. Significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Richard Reeves is in Preston, Iowa, where Ben Carson is going to be speaking tonight. And you can see people being searched by the Secret Service there in the background. We can punch it up. Hey, Richard is right up there in the action. What a job the Secret Service was having to protect all those candidates. And boy, let me tell you, they are really worried about Trump, somebody going after Trump. Because I heard some of the inside baseball from his campaign. It is wild. But there's Richard Reeves. We're going to go to the clip here in the next segment, but we'll show some of his B-roll. But Hillary looked at you when you said InfoWars like she was Medusa. I got very upset, rubbed on her lip, and then said, hey, I don't know anything about emails being hacked. Even though it's a national scandal, it's been confirmed. It's coming out in the Pentagon. Richard Reeves, great job there on the campaign trail.
Alex, thank you. Richard Reeves with InfoWars.com. And yes, it did capture Hillary's attention last night when I mentioned InfoWars.com especially. And if you were watching the little demon behind her, his little devil wings started flapping real fast, and he came around Hillary real quick to zoom in on me. So I knew it wasn't going to be much time to try to follow up. But definitely, they know who InfoWars.com is for sure. There's no question on that. But I tell you, folks, the way to ask Hillary a question is right now, between now and the caucuses. She's going to be here for a lot of events. You need to team up with a friend and put a question together and get in the front, get to the event and about an hour and a half beforehand so you can get a good front row seat, and that way you got a chance to ask Hillary a question, because it's even tougher now. Because what happened, I've been to two Hillary events before this, and the procedure was to have members of the audience handed a microphone and they could ask a question, and then Hillary Clinton would go for 5 or 10 minutes, and really that way she cut down on the number of questions she would answer. She would only maybe answer 4 or 5 questions the whole time, and I expected that procedure last night, but they, for whatever reason, maybe they sensed that they had some real questions coming, and they changed that procedure and just did a rope line photo op and quick question op for Hillary Clinton. So that's the way to do it. We need InfoWarriors in Iowa and New Hampshire and wherever else that Hillary may appear. And let's get some real questions asked of Hillary right now, because once Iowa and New Hampshire go by, I don't think anybody, no real normal human being, no real normal voter is probably ever going to have an opportunity to ask Hillary any more questions here after these first few states come up.
I was showing an earlier, Drudge had over 200,000 votes on his site, and Trump got the lion's share, and then Sanders, and then Cruz. Hillary literally didn't even get 1 point. She got 0.88. That's Democrats. You know, they're voting for Sanders. I mean, this lady is hated. Her own party's trying to dump her. They've got Biden in the wings. She is so close to being pushed over the edge right now. But the word is she's got all this blackmail material on everybody. I can't believe that the establishment's putting more money into her than all other candidates combined. I mean, what's wrong with the Clinton voters out there? Or do they even exist?
Well, they do exist. There's 200 or 300 hardcore people lined up for the event yesterday. And the broken coalition that Larry Nichols talks about, part of that coalition is the public educational system around the country. The New World Order controlled and manipulated public education system in our country is part of what is a national enemy to our country, because they're the ones that are really lining up. They think Hillary's going to hand them pay raises and retirements and all kinds of
That's
stuff.
Right. She's a Bilderberg member. She's a globalist, so they love her. But she's got to act like she's anti-establishment. But her supporters want her to be establishment and deliver her the goods. But the country's already going bankrupt. Don't they get we're coming to the end of the line, like they have in the Traveling Wilburys song?
Well, it is the end of the line, Alex. And I'll tell you, I heard the Larry Nichols interview yesterday, and I recommend all of your audience make sure to go to Alex Jones' channel or find the archive and listen and or watch the Larry Nichols interview with Alex from yesterday, because he made a lot of great points talking about the broken coalition, et cetera, and also talking about how the Republican establishment, the Democrat establishment are both helping cover Hillary right now, thinking they're going to be protected if she becomes president. Well, you know what? They're in a political sense, they're the walking dead, because most likely a lot of these characters in the House and Senate, they're going to get fired on this 2016 election cycle, the way the votes are breaking down.
I know, they're so dumb. I mean, they just go along with the system, and I'm not bashing Rand Paul. He's a great guy, but he listened to his advisors to be all nice and calm and all that stuff and not be like more like Trump, and they just then can't believe when that doesn't work. The system sabotages you when it's being friendly to you.
Well, and that's right. And like I say, these guys that are in office right now, a lot of them are politically the dead men walking, the dead women walking. because they're most likely, many of them are going to be sent home in this election cycle. And then, you know, if Lord willing, we get to 2018, 2020, even despite black box voting, the people are coming. The Info Warriors are taking action. The Info Warriors
right.
are showing
up. Stay there, Richard. I got a few more questions about the campaign trail and the key caucuses that are coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache.
This is the heart of 1776.
It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting worldwide, about to air this piece that's up on Infowars.com, titled, Everyone But Hillary Thinks Her Email Was Hacked. And Richard Reeves reporting from Iowa. He's going to be covering the caucuses in the next 2 weeks there for us. Fellow Austinite, part of the Infowar for more than a decade. For folks that don't know who Richard is, he's working with us more now, as he did back then in the past, covering political events. Richard, looking at this, she's blackmailing everybody so they don't want to get rid of her. But at a certain point, she commits so many crimes, it discredits the system. So they're in a no-win situation. What's your view on that?
They are in a no-win situation because the way I see it is Barack Obama is looking at having a legacy after he's gone out of the presidency, and he's staring Donald Trump in the face, knowing that if Donald Trump is elected president, I think he's going to come full force and investigate Barack Obama from stem to stern, everything from birth certificate to, you know, illegal immigration to Fast and Furious. Everything's going to be investigated. So Barack Obama has to be in a panic. Beforehand, it looked like Barack Obama could count on either Hillary coming in being the new president and or Jeb Bush, which, you know, Jeb Bush would toe the line for Barack Obama, surely. So I think he was planning on that happening. Now, I think what you got is you got Hillary Clinton in a panic, you've got Bill Clinton in a panic, you've got Barack Obama in a panic, and then you've got, all of the executive staff that have ever worked for Barack Obama potentially
exactly.
have their stuff in a vice.
This is an incredible time to be alive, and we have the National Review coming out, like a Declaration of Independence, against Trump. Meanwhile, Phyllis Schlafly, the Eagle Forum, which goes back to Barry Goldwater, the true roots of modern libertarian conservatism, coming out endorsing Trump. I know you support Trump. You've been a long-time libertarian activist trying to take over the Republican Party. You've been a delegate and things. Richard, you see Jeb Bush bragging, I don't care if I get 3%. I'm still going to get the nomination. You know, at a certain point, that's not going to fly with these arrogant people. And so why do you support Donald Trump? And is he making you more proud of the fact you support him or less with what he's doing?
Well, I really do like Donald Trump. Right now, the tactic being utilized on Ted Cruz, I'm not a fan of. You and I have been in the Patriot Movement for decades. You and I first met in the fall of 2001 after 9/11 September. And as a matter of fact, it was kind of an ironic coincidence that Planet X was the first thing I ever asked you about, and you were talking about it today. But I do like Donald Trump. I think he'll be the one that comes in there and really shakes things up. And I really do think, if we want to have a good economy in the United States, that he's the man to bring it. That being said, the infighting amongst the Patriot and InfoWarrior community is deadly. So he needs to realize, I hope, he needs to realize that Ted Cruz is not the enemy, he's a friend. And, the fact that Ted Cruz goes up there and nobody in the Senate likes him, that's a badge of honor. That's the type of thing that I would expect Alex Jones to do, is to go up into the Senate and shake their tree.
Well, that's right. And look, Rand Paul attacked Trump and his numbers plummeted. Now Cruz is doing it, and it's really stupid. I mean, Cruz is really smart. And I guess he just thinks to get the number one slot, he's got to gamble and try to take down Trump. So he knows it's dangerous. It's not working. His numbers have started going down since he started attacking 2 weeks ago.
Well, in my book, there's that old Rockefeller saying that competition is a sin. Well, we can have competition in the Patriot community. Let's just make it let's have respectful disagreements and not go, nuclear assaulted Earth weapons against each other, because, like I said, that's been destructive. We've had polls showing that about 70% of the electorate is ready to fire the establishment. That is fantastic news.
Well, I mentioned the Drudge poll. Hillary didn't even get 1%, but Bernie, people say, oh, that's a Republican poll. No, it's a populist poll. Drudge is populist by any way you look at it. That's why he's so popular across the board. It's a poll, and Bernie Sanders came in second place behind Trump. So that ought to tell folks that's real Democrats and they're voting, and they don't want Hillary.
And Bernie does, in a misguided fashion, he's kind of exposing the New World Order powers of be, especially the financial powers of be. So he's kind of showing that. So that's another thing about Donald Trump is when Bernie Sanders is going to be out of the picture at some point, I think, we're going to see Joe Biden trotted in, or we're going to see Hillary indeed somehow, despite all this gravity against her, become the nominee. But, a lot of these folks that like Bernie, I think they could be leveraged to Donald Trump. That's another thing I like about Donald Trump. Is that I think
absolutely.
We see a lot of Democrats come across the aisle and vote for him.
Well, national polls already show it. 20% in Gallup polls say they'll vote for him right now, and it's only going to grow. Great job, Richard Reeves. We're going to go to this report tied in with your confrontation with Hillary yesterday, and we'll continue to be checking in with you on the nightly news tonight and also right throughout Sunday. I want to get you back on, and right through next week and into the caucuses and into these primaries, okay?
Very good. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. There goes Richard Reeves from Iowa. There at the Ben Carson event, where people are already lining up hours before to go in and be searched by the Secret Service. Expanding on this, then we're going to get Leanne McAdoo on what she's learned there in Flint, Michigan, with the collapsing water system in a moment. And then the fourth hour with David Knight. But when you really, really look at this, it is mind-boggling that people would actually support Hillary Clinton or Jeb Bush. I mean, just give me a break. It shows you how just desperately stupid some people that are politically involved, that's folks that are politically involved, that actually know how to tie their shoelaces, and they still support these people. They get off on thinking they're invested in the system by going along with the candidate. So here is the report. Everybody but Hillary thinks her email was hacked, and we need to get this report out. We just tweeted it at Real Alex Jones. Please retweet it, because you're the real power of this broadcast. We salute you. We are brothers and sisters in arms. And then Leanne McAdoo will join us via Skype.
We have breaking news from Infowars.com. It seems that Richard Reeves, Infowars.com political correspondent and reporter, was at an event where Hillary decided to take questions on the rope line. And this is what it's like, people. You get out, you get in the game, and you never know what can happen. Richard was following up on an interview that Dan Bongino did with Alex Jones back on January 14th. Secret Service, Hillary's email was hacked.
Last chapter in the book talks about the Clinton scandal, the Clinton email scandal. And a source fed to me and said, please, please. And by the way, Alex, an unimpeachable source by any measure. This is not some, lunatic and fringe guy out there. This is an unimpeachable source said not only was the email server hacked, which is breaking news. I'm actually surprised not more people. A couple of people have emailed me about the book who read that. I didn't make a big deal out of it at the time. But not only was it hacked, Alex, but the Clintons knew it was hacked. They knew, and they kept using it. Think about this. Think of how deranged this is, Alex. You have a woman running for president of the United States who traded our deepest national security secrets over a private server she knew wasn't secured and that nefarious actors were looking at the emails, and she did it anyway. And not only is she not currently indicted or in prison, she's running to be president of the United States. If this is not a red flag to every Paul Revere out there that something's wrong, then you know what? The country is lost at that point, because when I heard the story, I couldn't believe it.
So there's former Secret Service Dan Bongino saying from an impeachable source that the email server was hacked, and that was breaking news last week. Now we have Richard Reeves in line at a Hillary Clinton event, and he asks her the following question.
Secretary Clinton, last week it was reported on Infowars.com that your email server was hacked and you knowingly continued to use your email server. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, it's totally untrue.
Okay.
Totally
untrue.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, here we go.
And this is 43 seconds of pure, pure gold. From the way she scratches the side of her mouth to the looks on her staffers. You can see the one here in this picture. She's just totally disgusted that someone would dare ask a real question. The Secret Service guy, interestingly enough, he doesn't seem to care. I think he kind of likes the fact that this question was asked of Hillary Clinton. She says it's totally untrue, totally untrue. So she repeats this line. Let's look at the evidence. Politico, October 8, 2015. Clinton server faced hacking from China, South Korea, and Germany.
That's totally untrue.
The contractor SECNAP Network Security identified the hacks, but according to internal emails cited and briefly quoted in the Johnson letter, Clinton's email server may have lacked the threat detection program for 3 months. And here's Breitbart from November 1st. Hillary Clinton got hacked. Email from her friend.
That's totally untrue.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton opened an email message on her private account, saw that she had received a virus-infected link, and replied to her friend that she had been hacked. Another article from Breitbart.
All right, let's stop there.
Hillary Clinton.
That's only half the video. This video needs to go viral on major websites, news sites, because it just goes on where Hillary admits she got hacked. People say she got hacked. The Pentagon says she got hacked. The former Secretary of Defense says she got hacked. And then it shows her assistants freak out. Freak out that someone could dare get through and ask a real question. And again, the Secret Service knows what a bad lady she obviously is and is aware of what's going on. We're going to shift gears, but we're going to cover more of this in the fourth hour. I'm also going to shoot a special report on this 10th planet that's been discovered and more about it because it's so interesting. We're going to get more into Snowmageddon in the next hour. People are saying, feds, save us. The federal government can't even get light bulbs in their buildings half the time, and people defecate in the hallways all over federal buildings because they're so insane. Many of them, they can't get rid of miscreant, mentally ill federal employees. I mean, you know, they couldn't do anything in Katrina but take your guns. But, oh, they're going to save you on the East Coast. It's local governments, people, that are all being sucked dry. And I noticed McAdoo's Skype was fuzzy earlier, so I was going to go to her. Once it got clear, it got crystal clear and then cut out. We're going to get her back on from Flint, Michigan. Briefly, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see this show have reporters be able to travel to Europe, travel to Latin America, travel to other places, become a member at PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 a month. 20 people can use your membership, see the nightly news, the commercial-free video cast, all of it, special reports, PrisonPlanet.tv. Do it today. And today, speaking of a day, 15% off ends today on Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine X2, and Super Male or Female Vitality, 15% off on both of those. Brain Force is amazing. We have a new Second Amendment shirt that will never surrender. Also special edition. We've got a lot of other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. Just check it out for yourself. Well, Leanne McAdoo. Leanne McAdoo joins us from Flint, Michigan. She's filed a lot of reports. She'll be filing one for the nightly news tonight. Obviously, the numbers are a lot higher than 10 people dying from poisoning. People's dogs are dying. She's now been in probably the most dangerous, most dilapidated city of any size in the United States. Again, we see folks walking around back there in the background. Leanne, where are you right now in Flint, and what have you discovered?
Well, I'm here in downtown Flint. We are at the restaurant that we were at yesterday. We spoke to that business owner that said that he had prepped his outfit years before because he didn't trust the government when they said that the water was completely fine. So he outfitted his whole place with reverse osmosis. So we're here once again today in downtown Flint. And earlier this morning, we were driving around getting some drone footage of some of these dilapidated neighborhoods. And what we learned is it looks like people have huge lots in their yard. And in fact, what that is thousands of homes have been completely razed. And so it looks like people have huge plots of land when really it's that there's been hundreds of thousands of homes just completely razed. So you're not even actually seeing the devastation because they've, you know, demolished them all. It's pretty kind of sad because when you take a look around, it really kind of reminds you of that old America, you know, that Americana, and it's being bulldozed.
Well, Nathan Gatt killed Flint. It really damaged Detroit. I hope Detroit can come back. I think Michiganders are great people, but you add big socialist unions, the Democratic Party to the mix, it's a big problem. Have we dug into whose fault? You know, I mean, I know it's the fault of the deindustrialization, the water problems, the corruption in government, but is it the governor's overall fault? Is it the mayor in the buck passing, or is it both sides?
Well, even the emergency manager that came in, this decision to switch over the water from Detroit to the Flint River had already been made prior to that emergency manager being put in place. But the issue was that Detroit was really raising the prices of water here. People are saying that their water bill, we spoke to an angry mother last night, we uploaded that video this morning, her water bill is $60 every month before she even turns the water on. They're paying the highest water rates in the country for poison. And so that was one of the reasons why they originally wanted to switch off of the Detroit water was because they were paying these astronomical rates because Detroit...
Well, that's how it happens in third world.
Right.
They even made a James Bond movie, the one before the last, about a group in Latin America turning off the river to bankrupt the city and then taking it over. Well, that's actually what they do in the IMF and World Bank plans that got leaked in 2002. This is what they actually do.
Yeah, and you can see that here. We spoke with a gentleman. He's kind of the last man standing. They're trying to clear out the entire area and turn it into a green space because it's so contaminated. You have GM and Buick, these other companies, they had these entire industrial spaces, and now they're completely cleared out, and they left just massive waste, and it's totally contaminated. So they're trying to clear out entire neighborhoods.
Well, Leanne, here's the allegory. I want to see if this rings true with you or the folks you've been talking to. I know you're going to come back and put all these reports together in a big, you know, special report boil down on all this HD drone footage. But America is kind of being seen as Flint or as Michigan itself. That's the way we're going to go under globalist looting. We're a zone where this has been decided to do. And as long as you're a globalist, you can be as toxic as you want. Then they'll use environmental regulations to shut down all their competition and, you know, harass people with the green police. And then, of course, all the other big companies will just rig everything like Volkswagen got caught doing. But, I mean, it also comes down to the people. God helps those that helps themselves. I'm sorry. But, I mean, if it's toxic waste everywhere, if you live on a landfill, if your kids are deformed, if everybody's dying and being poisoned, why don't they move out? I don't want to hear they're too poor. Latin Americans are moving out because they live in hell. I mean, why don't they move to another state?
Right. And the other thing that we learned, we had a woman tell us last night that even if she went to go try and dig a well deep enough that they could hit pure water or try to do some type of system where they could be collecting rainwater, getting their own water, their own fresh water, the city will come and condemn their home. So you're not allowed to unplug from the municipal water supply. Even though they know it's poison, they're charging them up the wazoo to pay for this poisonous water. And if you try to untap from the city, they'll condemn your house. So, I mean, this is what's happening with America. That is outrageous to me, the fact that you can't even go and get your own fresh water to help yourself.
Well, the drone footage you got that Mr. Zimmerman got is world class. And it's like a science fiction movie, because even in downtown at rush hour, right at dusk, there's hardly any cars driving around. I mean, I expect to see zombies running around here any minute screaming brains.
No, you nailed it. That's what it feels like here. It's like it's 1940 or 50 or something, way back in the day before.
Well, stay there, Leanne. We're going to come back to you in a moment. And then, of course, the fourth hour calls and more. But I tell you, she met a guy that didn't trust the government, filtered his water. What a crazy person.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, we have announced the finalist for the Hillary Clinton contest, and on Sunday I will announce first, second, and third place winner. But first place, it's $5,000. And we did this, of course, because a few months ago she started trying to have people fired or shut down that made fun of her at comedy clubs. They had her official campaign threaten comedy clubs. So we did this and got dozens of really great videos. The three finalists, I'll tell you who the winners are in order, but these are the winners, are up on Infowars.com right now. And I wasn't going to announce it in early January, but I wanted to have time because there were so many hundreds of videos to play at least 20 or so on the nightly news and some here on the radio and TV show because they're just excellent. And it stands up against her in a big way. And so I pretty much decided who first, second, and third place are, but I want to watch them again this weekend before I really decide. I was going to do it today, but I just really want to promote everybody's videos because everybody wins that gets involved. By the way, I mentioned earlier subscribing to the Nightly News. Buying the products also supports this show. But, folks, you've got to understand, we really know about the globalists. We know about science. We know about stuff not from an establishment perspective. That's why X2 and Supermel Vitality and OxyPowder are so incredible. You know, I'm meeting with a patenting lawyer today on some other issues, and I just gave him a bottle when he was here 6 months ago of OxyPowder, and he goes, I want more of that. My wife loves that. You know, she lost like 5 pounds on that in a week. It just flushes out your guts. I mean, these are all game changers. InfoWarsLife.com. I mean, you take a deep cleanse. You take a super male. You take a super female that's been out of stock and back in. You take an X2. You take DNA Force. Take Brain Force. I mean, you'll feel Brain Force an hour after you take it. And it's healthy, good stuff that your brain needs. Check it out. InfoWarsLife.com. 15% off on X2 and Super Male or Female Vitality today. It ends. Speaking of water filters, 10% off and free shipping. Not free shipping on all the other water filters. There is 10% off of promo code WATER. We have that perpetually. But free shipping on the shower filter. You breathe it. It goes into your skin. This is so important. This system would make that Flint water safe to shower in. It's available, the best, highest quality, lowest price, InfoWarsStore.com. So, again, it's a win-win. And going back to Leanne in Flint, Michigan. Leanne, I made the joke going out to break, and some people probably think I'm being serious. So, like, you met a crazy man who years ago didn't believe the government about the water in Flint because it made everybody feel so sick and tasted horrible. And he filtered his water before they admitted it was killing people. There's a sacrament. That is a religious thing. We're going to come back for 5 more minutes and have you comment on this. Where I go into liberal restaurants, socialist restaurants, and I always know, it's happened about 15 times over the years before I figured it out, and they go, sorry, we don't have bottled water, just good old tap. And it's always like liberal trendy places. So I started saying, why? They go, well, number one, bottled water isn't any better, and it's bad for the environment, and tap water is good. And it's this belief that tap water is the best there is, and you can trust it when they add all these poisons to it, and it's their religion. They're a cult. We're going to drink the government water when our own science czar says it's meant to brain damage me. Tulsa Doom tells me to jump off a cliff. I do it. Jim Jones tells me drink cyanide. I do it. These people are cult members. Go ahead, Leanne.
Well, yeah, and I actually just watched a video of the governor. He was being asked by a journalist, you know, would you allow your grandchild to bathe in that water? And he said, yes, yes, because the scientists are telling us that it's safe now. And they're like, really, I wouldn't let my child bathe in that water. You know, I wouldn't let my child suck on a Chinese toy. Why am I going to let him sit in a lead-filled bathtub? And the governor's just like, scientists tell us it's okay now. It's okay now.
So, oh, yeah, that's kind of like CBS News. Mercury, the feds say, now good for children's brains.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I mean, I actually have the clip if you don't believe me, listeners. I mean, I played it probably 500 times. Mercury's good. We're going to come back with Mercury's good for you. It helps your brain. And we're also going to have the clip of, here's actually Hillary's campaign manager inviting one of the members during the break to get on an elevator. We'll be back. Stick with us. There's actually Obama with a wig on. Come to me, my child.
GCN.
Come to me.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.